want no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Trippin' Coffee Time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
What's up, Truth and Coffee Time family? This is Miss D. Mr. B is traveling, so you guys get to hang with me as I do solo dolo today as we talk about something really quick. First, I hope everybody's week is going well. I hope that you are accomplishing at least minimum half of everything that you set out to accomplish for the week. If not, you're on your way. I'm so appreciative that you guys are riding with me. I miss my sidekick, but he's out doing sidekick-ish. So y'all send him some positive vibe. So let's jump right in. Seven questions that you should ask yourself as you're going into the new year. We had episode 117, and it was five questions to ask each other. You know, your relationship, your significant other, your partner. Ask each other those five questions. And as you're heading into the new year, as you're doing your relationship reset. And then I was thinking, well, you know, we have to also look at ourselves individually. And what questions should we be asking ourselves, you know, individually as we're going into the new year and as we're pondering on what we wanted to do, what we didn't do, what we accomplished, things that was pushed into this year. You know, how do we look back at last year and, you know, kind of analyze it a little bit? And so there are seven questions that I have that I want to talk about. So the first question is, pick three words that describe last year. When I looked at that, I thought, okay, if I probably have a lot of words in my memory bank that would describe last year, but if I had to pick the three words that describe last year, I can absolutely say that it was enlightening. That's one word. Like, you know, there was a lot of things that happened last year to me that sent me into a state of really pondering and reevaluating. Another word would be struggle. There was a struggle last year that really put me in a tailspin at some times, you know, but thank God I made it through. You know, I think the outlet of talking it out, communicating, whether it be with my husband on the podcast, in therapy, whatever that may be, that helped me. And then the third word was to continue. No matter what happened, I had to continue. There was a push to simply continue. So enlightenment, you know, struggle, and continuing through it all. So that was my three words. What was yours for last year? You guys drop me a comment and let me know what's your three words that you came upon from last year. I know that we always ask, what's your word going to be for the new year? But sometimes those words manifest into something else. So what are your three words from last year? So now the second question is, what are four things from this year, from last year that you're grateful for? So what are four things that you're grateful for? For my four things, I am grateful, first of all, for my family and my husband. Grateful for the opportunity to help in all situations within my family and with some of my friends who needed my help, and I was able to help them. So I'm totally grateful for that. Grateful for living and breathing and being able to pray every morning with my grandchildren. You know, my grandjoys are very important, as well as my kids. And, you know, we don't always prevent them from you know, having obstacles or making difficult decisions, but we can continuously pray for them. So I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. So I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my village, but I'm also grateful that I'm able to do, I was able to do for others. So then we have number three. What is the habit you would most like to stop in this coming year that you couldn't stop or that you didn't stop in the past year? For me, guys, I stress eat. And I've been struggling with that my whole life. And I would love to be able to somehow, you know, get some type of control over that. I am a stress eater. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm depressed. You know, I eat when there's joy. I eat when there's no joy. I am an eater. The comfort of eating, it blankets me, you know. So I wish that I could get that habit under control, because now I think it has went from me doing it because of certain emotional reasons to it's a habit. It's just the one thing that I do. So I'm hoping that I can get more control over that in the new year. Number four, what is one habit that you would really like to start in the next year? And that habit would be for me to just really look at my lifestyle, look at the things that I'm doing right now and make sure that I can do those things, you know, in a fashion that is better for me, you know, things that are, you know, do things that are better for me, you know, eating better for me, you know, working out, meditating, just some things that are better for me so I can cope with my surroundings a bit better as well. And then number five, what are two things you and your partner did well in your relationship last year? Now, this is a part of the Ask Yourself Seven Questions, but we also had that a part of episode 117, I believe, to ask those five questions. So I think that this question is twofold, because you're looking at yourself individually and then you're looking at your partner. What are the two things that you guys did well? But what did you do well last year that offered you and your partner to have a greater unified team, a unified front? I think with me, it was listening. I listened more last year. I'm one of those people, guys, where I like to over talk sometimes when my husband is talking, or I think that I'm always right or in control. So I think what I did better last year was just listen and taking his advice, because he is truly the voice of reason. And Mr. B, if he doesn't speak unless he has something to say. You know, everybody know I call him dry like toast, and I kid with him and I tease him. But it's really the point is with him is that if he doesn't have anything to say that's worth listening to, then he doesn't talk. But when he does have something to say, it's worth listening to. So I think last year what I did better was listening to him. And then number six is, what is the one thing that you would like to do to improve your passion and your aspirations for this year? What are some things you want to put in place in your life to sort of catapult you or push you to do better or to do that thing that you keep putting off, you know, writing that book, you know, take those classes, get that degree, get that certificate, you know, just whatever it is that you've been putting off. What is that one thing that you need for this new year in 2024 to push you a bit closer, you know, starting your podcast, starting your business? What is that thing, you know? And then the last one, number seven, is pick three words you would like to describe your next year? What are your three words for the next year? Now, I don't know if I have three words, but I do have three scenarios. But my word for 2024 is trust, you know, and those three scenarios, I want to ensure that I trust God, you know, I trust myself and who I am to me. And then I trust the scenarios that God has put me in, knowing that He has given me the grace I need to come out, you know, successful on the other side. So I hope you guys got something out of this. This is episode of 7 questions that you need to ask yourself. Like I said, last episode, we talked about the 5 questions to ask each other. But this episode, 7 questions that you should ask yourself. And again, the questions were pick 3 words that describe yourself or describe your last year. What are the 4 things from last year that you're grateful for was number 2. Number 3 is, what is the habit that you would most like to stop that you couldn't stop last year? And what is number 4 is, what is the new habit that you would like to start for the new year? Number 5 is, what are the 2 things that you and your partner did well in the relationship? Or what is that one thing that you did well to compliment your partner and give you guys that unified front? Number 6 is, what is it that you want to do this year that you couldn't quite accomplish last year to push you forward in whatever aspiration that you're going for this year? And then the number 7 is, pick 3 words that you would like to go forward with to describe yourself or describe your scenario or describe what you're striving for this year. And the bonus question is, as you sit back and meditate and evaluate who you are, what would you tell yourself this year that you experienced last year to get you through your next step for this year? Mine is always, you know, be easy on yourself and give yourself grace. Last year was last year. You did everything the best that you could. Could you have did some better things? Absolutely, you could have. And as long as you have breath in your body, God has given you the choice and the position, you know, to get it right or get it as right as you can. Because remember, your success is totally different from anyone else's success. So please do not compare yourself. We all get, you know, in that trap where we compare ourselves, and that is a disaster waiting to happen. Don't ever compare yourself, because there's always someone who's doing something different, doing something better, doing something that you think, hey, I should have did that, or I should, you know.
What's up, y'all? It's Meek. I'm a grandeur. Speaking of grandeur, you should get the book on diverselove.com, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. You should listen to the podcast too, Truth and Coffee Time. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Bye-bye. See y'all later.
Work it well. You know, God has your gifts and your talents stored up for you. Give yourself grace and, you know, be easy on yourself. Talk to yourself, motivate yourself, and encourage yourself. Thank you guys again for joining me as I solo it out. Shout out to my sidekick, Mr. B, sending him some positive vibes and some love as he travels. You guys keep listening to us. We have some great things lined up for this year. We have some great guests lined up for this year, some great relationship advice, some interracial relationship talks are coming up, and some amazing entrepreneurs that's going to stop by and visit the Truth and Coffee Time family. We love y'all for real, and we are so very grateful that you decided to stop by as I'm drinking my caramel cream medium roast coffee. It is so good, y'all. So good. You guys have got to try. If you try it, caramel cream is pretty good. Well, we love y'all for real. Thank y'all so much for allowing us to come into your home or wherever you listen to us as we share our truth. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know.